Saturday marks the one-year anniversary of President Obama's trip to Michigan State University. That's where he signed the massive, nearly $1 trillion U.S. Farm Bill into law.
A jobs bill, an innovation bill, an infrastructure bill, a research bill, a conservation bill. It's like a Swiss Army knife.
Michigan's senior senator, Democrat Debbie Stabenow, then chairwoman of Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee, was the force, really, behind getting Democrats and Republicans to sit down, work together, and pass this measure. Senator Stabenow is with us now. Welcome.
Well, it's good to be with you.
You know, this bill really, Senator, was seen as a poster child for bipartisanship, something really, really lacking in D.C., particularly on something this big. And I remembered you kind of had to go, you know, really get tough with everybody and sit them down and make them work together.
Well, it was a lot of work, but it paid off. And, you know, I do have to say that I had some great Republican partners in this. And so, you know, you can't get stuff done unless everybody around the table wants to do it. So I really appreciate that. We reached out and, you know, I brought my ranking member, Senator Roberts, to Michigan, to Michigan State for a hearing. And I went to Kansas, his home state, and we got to know each other and respect each other. And it's paying off. I mean, we're seeing great things happen, new investments in conservation for us in Michigan, major new opportunities to work with farmers and local communities to stop runoff into the lakes and algae blooms and major new efforts, 100 different partners in Michigan alone working on protecting our land and water through our new conservation funding. So that's terrific. And we also major new opportunities to buy insurance so our fruit growers don't end up with early thaw, then a freeze, and then the whole crop gets wiped out, as well as so much more.
There were some opponents, of course. In fact, two fellow Michigan Democrats voted against the bill specifically to do with the cuts, the billions of dollars of cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly just known as food stamps. What are you hearing, Senator? What have these cuts meant to people in Michigan?
Well, first of all, one of the things that was very frustrating to me is that we actually did not cut even a nickel out of the regular program. That was one of the things that I protected. In fact, we expanded the fresh fruit and vegetable school program for children and school gardens and the ability for someone who's on SNAP to buy at a farmer's market for their family and get double the value of the help if they're getting fruits and vegetables. So we did a lot of new things. There was one area that states were using that were really, it was hard to defend in terms of the way they were using a heating program that really was hard to defend, that related to the connection with extra SNAP funding. And so we tightened it up a bit. Most states actually stepped in and fixed it and didn't mean any cut for their folks. In Michigan, they chose not to do that. But I would say it's been, obviously, any dollar loss is very serious for a family that needs food help. But given the environment we were in, the fact that the regular program was completely protected and is now protected for 5 years, even if the Republicans in control now shut the government down again, food assistance will continue because we authorized it in the Farm Bill.
You were, as I mentioned, the chair of the Ag Committee, and that was until this year when Republicans took over the Senate. How's the committee operating now, in your view, under GOP leadership?
Well, we're just getting started, so we'll see. Now, Senator Roberts, who was my ranking member, is now chairman. As I said, he and I have a great relationship personally. I know there's going to be a lot of pressures to kind of look for ways to divide folks. That seems to be the mantra on the Republican side. I hope we can resist that. We'll see.
Senator, I'm going to switch topics here. It appears that the U.S. and Canada are getting close to a deal to pay for that $250 million U.S. Customs Plaza to be part of the new international trade crossing, the new bridge between Detroit and Ontario. There's a Canadian newspaper reporting a tentative deal would have vehicle tolls fund that plaza. Can you confirm that for us?
You know, I don't want to get ahead of the folks that are directly doing the negotiating right now. I can say that I was in Canada, in Ottawa, Canada, last June with a delegation and spent time with the transport minister and with other leaders, and certainly have been involved in discussions and urging that we get this solved. The Canadians, I think, have really stepped up in a major way to make the commitment to make sure this bridge happens. But I don't want to get any farther than that. I think it's really important that all the details of get determined, and then we'll be able to announce it.
Speaking of stepping up in a major way, is the United States doing its part to pay for this bridge? Is it carrying its weight?
Well, I mean, you certainly can. I think that it's fair to say that, you know, the United States and the state of Michigan have a big stake in this bridge, and that the Customs Plaza would, you know, we ought to be providing the funding for as Americans. But right now, for whatever reason, we cannot get the bipartisan support to do any kind of infrastructure construction. We should be funding a major roads bill, roads and bridges and water and sewer. We have 50, 60, 70-year-old pipes that we ought to be upgrading. And unfortunately, we cannot get Republican colleagues to support that. So should we be, you know, providing the direct funding for the plaza? Yes, our country should be doing that. I think looking at the partisan gridlock and the lack of Republican support to do that, now we have Republicans in the majority. I think everyone assumes that, you know, that just can't happen, at least in the short run. So we've got to look for other options, and I appreciate that the Canadians are willing to work with us on that.
But you're confident there will be some kind of a deal to get that plaza built?
I would say things are looking very good. You know, you never know till you see everything, but I would say that, you know, things are moving in the right direction.
Senator Debbie Stabenow, Michigan's senior senator. Always good to talk with you. Thank you so much, Senator.
Thank you. Take care.